Daily Devotional, Exodus 17, A Rock and a Raised Banner. Part 1, Testing God at Rephidim, Exodus 17, 1-7. Following the miraculous daily provision of manna, chapter 16, we find Israel once again struggling with basic trust in God's faithfulness at Rephidim. Despite their continual witness to the wonders of Yahweh, they again find themselves without water and immediately question God's presence among them, murmuring to Moses, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?" Exodus 17:3, New International Version. How easily human hearts forget the abundance of yesterday when today's trouble appears pressing. Israel's murmuring was not just dissatisfaction, it was deeply theological. By saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Exodus 17:7, New International Version, they were essentially questioning God's faithfulness, doubting his covenantal care and presence. From a historical-cultural viewpoint, the wilderness represented a harsh reality, a barren, inhospitable place that amplified human insecurity. Archaeologists have identified Wadi Rephaid, near Mount Sinai, as a probable location matching biblical descriptions. Ancient Near Eastern cultures frequently understood water as a divine blessing and sign of life. Therefore, absence of water symbolized abandonment or judgment from the deity. In this context, we can begin to empathetically perceive the Israelites' anxiety. Yet, it was here, precisely in this place of anxiety and doubt, that God instructed Moses to strike a rock, a seemingly absurd command, so that water would flow freely. Theological significance. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 10-4, New International Version, identifies Christ symbolically as that spiritual rock that accompanied Israel. Just as God brought life-giving water from a rock in the desert, Christ provides us living water, John 4:10-14, New International Version. Church fathers such as Augustine and reformers like Calvin have highlighted that this miracle pointed forward to Christ's life-giving sacrifice on the cross. Just as water flowed after Moses struck the rock, salvation and life flowed from Christ's wounded side, John 19:34, New International Version. Reflection. We too find ourselves spiritually parched, doubting God amidst life's dry seasons. Will we evidence fidelity and faith, knowing that our rock, Christ, is ever-present and faithful? Or do we murmur like Israel, forgetting his past mercies? May we instead echo the hymn writer Robert Robinson, who wrote in Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Streams of mercy, never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Part 2, Victory Through Dependence, Exodus 17:8-16. In the second half of chapter 17, Amalek attacks Israel at Rephidim. Historically, the Amalekites were a nomadic tribe descended from Esau's lineage, known for ruthless raids against vulnerable stragglers. Deuteronomy 25:17-18, New International Version. The Israelite experience with Amalek at this early stage symbolically represents spiritual challenges believers face today from sin, Satan, and worldly opposition. Moses commissions Joshua, first mentioned here in Exodus, to lead the people militarily while Moses himself ascends a hilltop. As Moses raised his hands toward heaven, Israel prevailed. As his arms dropped with fatigue, Amalek gained the upper hand. Symbolism and significance of the raised hands. In biblical theology, uplifted hands often represent prayer, surrender, and dependence on God. Psalm 28:2, Psalm 63:4, New International Version. The battle at Rephidim was not won solely by human might, sword, or strategy, but by heavenly intercession and dependence. Symbolically, victory depended on continual reliance upon God. The Hebrew text highlights Moses' hands becoming heavy, kaved. This word interestingly shares its root, kavad, with glory and heaviness, suggesting the heaviness or importance of intercessory prayer. Moses needed help from Aaron and Hur, depicting the necessity of Christian community supporting one another in prayer, intercession, and practical support. Augustine commented beautifully on this cooperative scene, observing that Christian warfare requires mutual aid. Spiritual warfare against sin and discouragement cannot be sustained alone. We desperately need one another, lifting tired hands until victory is secured. Following the conclusion, Moses builds an altar, calling it Yahweh Nissi, meaning, "The Lord is my banner." Exodus 17:15, New International Version. In ancient warfare, banners symbolized identity, protection, and the rallying point of troops. Here, God himself is the banner, our rallying point and source of victory. Hymn suggestion. Consider the hymn, stand up for Jesus, specifically these powerful lines. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, you dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. This hymn beautifully captures the necessity of trusting God's strength rather than mere human power. Cross-references for deeper study. Psalm 95:7-9. Lessons from Israel's rebellion at Meribah and Massah. Deuteronomy 25:17-19. Amalek's cruelty recalled. John 4:10-14. The living water Christ provides. 1 Corinthians 10:4. Christ as our spiritual rock. Concluding prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we confess our own frequent forgetfulness and doubts. When circumstances overwhelm, remind us of your faithful provision. Like Moses, enable us to hold our hands aloft in prayerful dependence. Let us never rely on human strength alone. You are our rock, our banner, our living water. Remind us daily of your enduring presence and guide us through every spiritual battle we face. In Christ's victorious name, we pray, Amen.